Once upon a time, a farmer walking down the road was whistling this tune. But he scratched his head and says, "Doggone, I wish I had some words. All I got is the tune." Just then he came to a little brook, and he leans on the railing of the brook, and there's a big bullfrog hopping from bank to bank. And the bullfrog looks up and sees the farmer and decides he'd show off. So he took an extra special hop. Boo! For Splash landed in the mud, got himself all wet, and the farmer laughed and started singing. Way down south in the Yankety Yank, a bullfrog jumped from bank to bank just because he'd nothing better for to do. He stubbed his toe and he fell in the water. You could hear him holler for a mile and a quarter just because he'd nothing better for to do. Now the farmer went down the road feeling so proud of himself, making up a song. He went down to the corner store, bought himself some groceries and a plug of chewing tobacco. Says, "Hey, before I go, I must teach him a new song." The man in the store says, "Go home, I'm busy here." The farmer says, "I won't pay you my money unless you let me sing my song." So the man in the store says, "All right, sing it and get it over with." Well, the farmer starts singing, and the man in the store said, "Why, that's a wonderful tune. Gather around, everybody. We'll have a party." And they were stamping on the floor, singing way down south in the Yankety Yank. A bullfrog jumped from back, and they were stamping on the floor and drinking the free Coca-Colas and passing around the free soda crackers. Now, meanwhile, back home, wives and children sitting down to eat supper, and where's father? The mother says, "Children, you better run down to the corner store and fetch your old man. He must be wasting his time as usual." All the children ran down the road. They ran inside the store. They heard that music. They forgot all about giving the message to their father. They started way down south in the Yankety Yank. Bullfrog jumped from bang to bang. And the children were stepping on the floor and drinking the free Coca-Colas. Out in every farmhouse now, in every farmhouse, it was the same situation. The mother says, "This has gone far enough. Do they expect us to work all day and nobody show up for supper?" And the mothers walk down the road waving the frying pans. Well, they got near, they hear the pretty music. They forget about being mad. They drop the frying pans in the gutter. They walk in the store and the mothers start singing, "Way down south in the Yankety Yank, a bullfrog jumped from bank to bank." And the mothers were stamping on the floor and drinking the free Coca-Colas, eating the free soda crackers. Out in the barn, all the cows says,
"Where is everybody? We're supposed to be milk. Getting very uncomfortable."
All the cows walked out of the stall. They wobble down the road. They walk inside the corner store, and the cows start singing, "Moo, moo, 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 moo." Cows' tails were swishing out the window. They were stamping on the floor and drinking the free Coca-Colas, eating the free soda crackers. Out in the barnyard, all the chickens says,
"Where is everybody? We're supposed to be fed. We're getting hungry."
The chickens hop over the fence. They hop down the road. They hop inside the corner store. Little feathers flying through the air, and the chickens were stamping on the floor and drinking the free Coca-Colas, eating the free soda crackers. All the barns now started talking to each other. They said, "We feel so empty without any cows, without any chickens." So the barns picked himself up off their foundation. They glumped down the road. They squeeze inside the corner store, believe it or not. Ever hear a rusty hinge on a barn door? When the grass was gone, the fields were gone. When the fields were gone, the banks of the brook were gone. When the banks of the brook were gone, the brook says it don't have nothing to bubble between. So the brook bubbled down the road, bubbled up inside the corner store, and it started. The brook was bubbling up and down the stairway. The grass was going out the chimney. The feathers flying through the air, and the cow's tail swishing out the wind. Everybody drinking the free Coca-Colas and stamping on the floor. There was the bullfrog in midair. There was absolutely nothing underneath him. He looks over, there's no bank to land on. He says, "Where am I?" So he hopped down the road, and the road rolled itself up behind him like a carpet, and everything was gone from the world. All to the corner store. Finally got near, he says, "Hey, what's that racket down in the corner store?" He was right, it was a racket. Well, he says, they're singing. He says, "They're singing about me!" And he was so proud, the frog puffed himself up with pride, and he puffed, and he puffed, and he puffed, until he exploded all directions. Cows, barns, chickens, farmers, wives, the whole corner store exploded, and everybody floated down through the air. Landed right where they were supposed to be. The houses landed where they were supposed to be. People landed inside the houses, and they sat down eating supper, feeling foolish for themselves. Next day, they went out to try and find the frog. They looked high, they looked low, Coca-Cola bottles and soda crackers in all directions, but no frog. So all there is left of the frog is the song. We might as well sing her once again. Away down south in the Yankety-Yank, a bullfrog jumped from bank to bank just because he'd nothing better for to do. Stubbed his toe and fell in the water. Stubbed his toe and fell in the water. You could hear him holler for a mile and a quarter just because he'd nothing better for to do. Anybody know how to whistle? Some of you have heard me tell that story before with a banjo, but I purposely sang it without a banjo because I think people sometimes get the idea that it's impossible to tell stories unless you have a banjo. And that's not true at all. I really do believe that if you have children, it's wrong just to read stories. And it's certainly wrong just to leave it up to the television set to take over the entertainment situation. But you can tell stories too, and if you lack a way to get started, remember that plagiarism is basic to all culture.